Hi, everyone. I'm Bonnie Porter, and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer, covering all the latest stories, insights, experimentation, and learnings to help you and your brand succeed online.
Welcome to episode 182. I'm Dave Chapman, and in this episode, we're talking about the Instagram algorithm and how it works in 2020. Plus, we'll also be sharing a new Instagram Stories feature that you might not have seen yet.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off.
Do you have a burning question about the Instagram algorithm? If you do, chances are it may have been answered recently as the Instagram creators account, at creators if you want to give it a follow, revealed answers to several big questions. First up, we'll give you a run through of the main questions Instagram answered during this Q&A. Then we'll dive deeper into how the algorithm works based on some data Instagram shared a while back. Before we get started, I wanted to say a quick thanks so much to Jack Appleby, who tweeted out screenshots from Instagram's Q&A. So I'll pass you over to Bonnie to kick things off.
Thank you, Dave. Instagram's Q&A started out with a question we've seen asked countless times. Does the type of account you have impact ranking? On Instagram, there are a few different account types: business accounts, creator accounts, and the normal everyday accounts.
In its answer to this question, Instagram explained the type of account you have has no impact on how your content ranks in the feed. What matters is the amount you interact with the content posted by an account. If you interact with content from a certain account more, then it's more likely to appear at the top of your feed.
The second question Instagram answered was, does feed ranking favor videos over photos? In its answer, Instagram confirmed that it doesn't universally favor photos over videos. However, it goes on to explain that your feed is customized to you, so it really depends on how you use Instagram. If you watch a lot of videos, then you might see more videos in your feed.
Instagram next moved on to engagement pods and how they affect the feed. An engagement pod is basically a group of people who like and comment on each other's posts with the goal of helping them to rank higher in the feed. In its response, Instagram explained that authenticity and transparency are key to success on the platform. It confirmed that pods might result in short-term gains, but that it's not a recipe for long-term success.
Working with a pod might seem like a good way to boost your rankings, but it's not something Instagram appears to recommend. It warned that the algorithm is powered by machine learning and is constantly adapting to new patterns of behavior. This means it can spot inauthentic activity and make adjustments. Next up, Instagram addresses two rumors that have been floating around within its community.
The first rumor Instagram dispelled was that getting a lot of likes or comments within 30 minutes of posting will result in higher ranking in the feed. And the second rumor it confirmed was false was Instagram ignores comments unless they are more than 3 words.
So most of Instagram's answers during that Q&A focused on addressing common beliefs or misunderstandings about how the algorithm works. But how does it actually determine what to show users when they open the app? A couple of years after it released the algorithm, Instagram finally opened up and shared a bunch of factors that can impact where content ranks in the feed. During a meeting with select members of the press in San Francisco, Instagram revealed that there are 3 main factors that determine what you see in your Instagram feed: interest, timeliness, and relationship. It also shared 3 additional criteria that play a smaller part in your Instagram feed rankings: frequency, following, and usage.
So let's take a look at those 3 most important ranking factors. First is interest. When the algorithm was first released, Instagram shared that the order of photos and videos in your feed will be based on the likelihood you'll be interested in the content. Instagram hasn't confirmed exactly how it measures the topics you're interested in, but with incredibly powerful photo recognition technologies available now, it could be possible for the algorithm to categorize posts into simple genres such as travel, food, fashion, and more, and possibly even more sophisticated genres. The algorithm could also look at the hashtags used as a way to categorize what's within the image or video.
The next key ingredient in the Instagram algorithm is timeliness. Instagram wants to show you posts that are recent and relevant to you each time you open the app. Something from last week might not interest you as much as something from an hour ago, so Instagram will likely show you more recent posts rather than posts from a few days ago or weeks ago, even if the older posts had received a lot of engagement. This implies that recent posts are likely to rank higher in your feed and that the timing of your post is still relevant. From our experience, it seems that the Instagram algorithm reorders new posts between your current visit and your last visit. For example, if I visited Instagram at 11 p.m. last night, as I do, And again, at 9 a.m. this morning, there were 50 posts created in between. The algorithm would only sort those 50 posts created and not include posts from before 11 p.m. last night.
The third of the three main factors that determine what you see in your Instagram feed is relationship. Instagram doesn't want you to miss important posts from your friends and family or your favorite pop stars, sports teams, and brands. This implies that content from accounts you engage with most often will be ranked higher in the feed. An Instagram spokesperson also told Business Insider that profile searches are a signal Instagram looks at when ranking posts in your feed. When you search for certain profiles regularly, it likely indicates that you're interested in the account's posts and might not have seen them on your feed. Instagram might then rank their posts higher on your feed so they don't have to search for their profiles to see their posts, improving your Instagram experience.
Let's now take a look at three additional Instagram feed ranking factors. First up, it's frequency. This refers to how often a user opens Instagram. Every time a user opens up Instagram, the algorithm will try to show the best posts since their last visit. So if you open Instagram daily, you'll likely see posts that Instagram's algorithm feels are most relevant for that day. However, if you open Instagram hourly, Instagram will try to show you most relevant content you haven't yet seen before.
The second additional factor is the amount of accounts a user follows. So if you follow thousands of accounts on Instagram, the algorithm must sort through more content in order to decide what to show you each time you open up the app. This means users who follow large numbers of people might see less from each individual account, whereas users who follow just a few select accounts are likely to see more from their closest friends or favorite accounts.
And finally, how long a user spends on Instagram can affect what they see in the feed. Whether a user tends to browse Instagram in short bursts or longer sessions can also affect what the algorithm shows. If a user prefers short visits to Instagram, the algorithm will ensure it shows the most relevant posts first, whereas for users who prefer longer browsing sessions, it may provide a deeper catalog of fresh content to browse.
I hope that's helped to give you an overview of how the Instagram algorithm works and cleared up a few questions you might have had. The algorithm might not be universally popular, but Instagram has shared that since it was introduced, the average post is now seen by 50% more people.
This is a great sign for marketers using Instagram, as the algorithm will help to surface your content for more of your followers than when posts were arranged reverse chronologically. Now, before we leave you, we'd love to introduce you to a new, little-known Instagram Stories feature that was released recently.
This is exciting. This new feature is part of the Instagram Stories Create Mode, and it enables you to quickly and easily reshare stories that mention your account. To access Create Mode, open up your Stories camera by swiping left on the feed, then along the bottom of the screen, swipe through the options until you see Create highlighted.
You should now see a bunch of icons on your screen, such as GIFs, shoutouts, polls, questions, and more. Swipe through these options until you see an at symbol. This option will only appear if your Instagram username has been mentioned by other users' public stories. If you've been mentioned in other public stories, you'll be shown the total number of mentions your account has currently, and you'll be able to easily reshare these posts to your own stories.
This feature is amazing for sharing user-generated content in your stories, and it simplifies the process. Whenever you get shoutouts, you can now easily filter through the posts and decide which ones you'd like to repost and share with your audience. This feature was first spotted by Matt Navarra. Thanks for keeping us up to date, Matt.
Maybe we should have some fun with this new feature. If you'd like us to reshare your post to our stories, take a screenshot of your phone with the Science of Social Media playing, share it to stories, and tag Buffer. We're at Buffer on Instagram. We'll reshare our favorite posts to our stories.
It's going to be loads of fun. Okay, so that wraps up our update on the Instagram algorithm and its fun new stories feature. We hope you found the Instagram Q&A useful, and we would love to hear your thoughts. As Bonnie said, tag us on stories. We'd love to hear from you.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. If you'd ever like to get in touch with myself or Dave, we're always here for you on social media at the hashtag BufferPodcast. You can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
Looking forward to next Monday, everyone.